Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Preds taking on the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at Bridgestone Arena. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Burnett. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing good. Doing good.
Happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family. Big time of year around here.
Yeah, to you guys too. Fun time of year for sure.
Yep, no doubt about
it. Well, real quick, do you like banana pudding?
I love banana pudding.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, love it.
I always knew I could count on Andrew.
Unbelievable.
That's a head of pumpkin. It's a head of pumpkin pie. I love it. I love banana.
Oh, good
banana
stuff.
Pudding. Banana and cream pie. Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked.
Absolute legend.
We have a lot of arguments on this show about it. I think it's very overrated, but that's cool.
Well, Andrew, obviously not the results you guys were looking for against New Jersey. And we were talking about this earlier on the show. Like Saturday night against Winnipeg, a lot of good things that your group did. And it felt like, to me anyway, they took a step 5-on-5. And just unable to replicate that against New Jersey. And Steven Stamkos was talking about that a little bit on Saturday night, too, in terms of you'll have a good performance, and to this point, you've just been unable to really build on that. So from your perspective, I guess how surprising is it that that's been the case, and what's the process been like for you, the players, and the coaching staff trying to find some way to gain some traction here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been kind of obviously frustrating process, I think, for everybody. And I think sometimes frustration creeps in and frustration is kind of ugly at times. Brings out the worst in you. So I think we've kind of gone through this pattern even within games where we've played really well for, or we look like, what we should look like, what we feel we would look like for 20 minutes. And then we're disarray for the next 20. And then we're fighting back in the game and kind of lose all your structure in the next 20. And it's kind of been the story of a little bit of our season. And if you look at it, yeah, I thought we played a great game again at Winnipeg. We talked about following it up, that consistency that, we believe, trust is built with doing the same thing over and over, and the consistency in how we play and how we do things and take care of details, et cetera. So we're really having a hard time getting that trust in our game. And just even going into the Jersey game, they're a really good team. Obviously I was there a couple years ago and they've added some really good pieces and they're as good as we're going to see all year. Nevertheless, we kind of start the game with some sloppy puck play and we can't get to our game and then we take a penalty and then we feed, they're really good power play and they're skilled guys and they're a high skilled team and they felt good for, the first 10 minutes because sort of self-inflicted. So it was really hard for us to get going. Kind of felt like we're getting to our game by the end of the first. And then, we have a mistake early in the second and then, things snowball. And that's kind of been a little bit like a lot of games this year. And I think as a group we're frustrated, we know, we can get there. I thought the road trip showed signs of a little bit of that consistency. Didn't get all the results we wanted, but it was a little disappointing and in saying all that, it was a tough, obviously playing Jersey was tough and we came off a 13, 14 day trip and you come home for one, you take off and you land in Jersey and it was a tough one. So we got to regroup. We got to keep building, there's signs. We just need that consistent effort for 60 here. And it's been a battle all year.
So Andrew, with this many veterans and accomplished veterans on the team, why do things snowball like that? Why do things get off track like that with this team?
Well, I think everybody's feeling it, a little bit. I think we, even though you're mentally thought it'd be a little easier and chemistry would come easy and geez, we're adding these pieces. So if we add these pieces, scoring will come easy. And they're not saying they're not working, but I think your mindset is that we're going to be scoring. It's going to be, like I said, come a lot easier than we thought. And then you kind of fall behind the eight ball and you you're 10 games in, you don't have any points or any goals and you're kind of squeezing it. And I think it's a hard, as a player, it's really hard mentally when you're fighting it a little bit. And you wouldn't say lose your confidence, but it's just nothing's going your way. And we kind of straighten it out and we get into a game and we get kind of going. And even with veteran guys, I was one myself, when you're not scoring, when you're supposed to score, it's hard and it's not fun. And you revert to doing some things that maybe aren't really helping you, but you believe they helped you because they've allowed you to score goals your whole life or play your best hockey, not even just a goal scorer. Some of our defensive players, are feeling it too, where they're big minuses. And so I think everybody individually is struggling a little bit with a little bit of the confidence, and it deviates from your team game. It deviates from your teamwork as a teammate. It's just a real dangerous thing, and it's creeped into a lot of our games, and the frustration's kind of taken over the excitement and enthusiasm for playing, and it makes it a lot harder. And it's hard. It's hard as a player when things aren't going your well that you can take a step out and see that. And that's what we're trying to get to. Again, it's been a work in progress, and we'll keep working at it till we figure this out.
So, Andrew, we talked after the game Saturday about the 5-on-5 play taking a pretty significant step forward. What specifically, when you guys are going 5-on-5, do you think really allows you guys to have that success? And how do you get to it and sustain it more often as you move forward?
Yeah, I think when you see us and we're connected, when you see guys that are close together, we smother teams, we're on top of teams. We seem to have the puck a lot. We're in a territorial kind of game, a little bit like the Winnipeg game, and we've seen signs of it at different games this year. And that to me is just being that the connected part where there's five guys and we're above things and we're close to things, we're close to each other, and then we kind of turn around and come back at you in waves. And we've had trouble sustaining that, for many different reasons, some of them that we just talked about. But yeah, it's been hard to keep that kind of connectivity going through for the 60 minutes. And it's, like I said, it's still work. You see it at signs, and there's signs that you're excited about. But again, just that sustainability has been a challenge for us.
As a coaching staff, what has this been like? Just as you guys are talking through things, obviously you're doing all the things coaches do. You're watching all the video and everything, but I mean, have you spitballed some different ideas to try to get certain guys going or anything, or is it not time to go outside the box? You just have to kind of keep working.
I think we're always spitballing and always talking and trying to find, we're trying to find some chemistry. We're trying to find some continuity with different players. We're individually, we're talking with them. So we're trying all kinds of different things, and we'll keep working at it. And like I said, you see some signs and you get excited, and we hope to see some more signs here going forward. So it's been a grind for sure. I think, talking from even the summer early year, we kind of knew it'd be a little bit of a process, but you always, even it's just human nature. I mean, it's a process, but you always wish it's a little easier. It's been a little harder than I think we all thought too.
So Andrew, from an injury perspective, a health perspective, McCarron has been out the last couple of games, Jeremy Lauzon went down last game. LaRue takes the cross check directly to the face at the end of the game last time out. Just where are you guys from an injury standpoint heading into this one?
Yeah, we'll have a little bit of an update later today. We're in the grind of a season, and we've had a lot of games, like I said, to travel. So lots of things have happened. Yeah, we're in one. I think a lot of teams are very similar this time of year.
So, Andrew, Philip Tomasino, obviously, at the end of last year, you made no bones about it, that he needed to elevate some things. In the end, didn't end up working out. How would you assess this season for him and maybe how things even look for him moving forward as he moves into a different chapter of his career?
Yeah, I think he came in good shape. I thought he skated really well. We just couldn't really grab traction with him. And he was put in a tough spot where, obviously we're trying to find, a lot of guys are trying to find our games. And I thought, at times you could see it, just similar to last year. But I think maturity-wise, he's taken a big step. And there's times where you couldn't hold on to it. And like a lot of our guys, we're just all kind of in that same pattern this year. And so he's going forward. I mean, he's, he always liked his offensive instincts. And like I said, he's grown a lot he's matured as a person, just being around him and as a player. And of course, you wish him the best and see what happens. And you just wish, you could have did a little bit more and had a little bit more traction with him. But unfortunately, in our business, that's how it goes sometimes.
Well, Andrew, we're looking forward to the game coming up tonight. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us on the program this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Andrew Burnett, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Predators taking on the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Got the Flyers tonight, Tampa Bay on Friday at home, and then John Hines and the Minnesota Wild on Saturday on the road. So three games in 4 days coming up here for the Predators. And you heard him kind of mention it there, Joe, going through a little bit of the injury part of this right now. With McCarron being out, we'll see what his status looks like. Lozon went down in the middle of the game the other day, and LaRue took one. I have no idea if LaRue is able to play or not, but a cross check to the face where Timo Meier's been suspended one game for it as well. So interested to see who's available and who's not for them tonight in the game.
Gave him the opportunity to break that news on our show. He wouldn't do it.
He didn't do it. He did say that he likes banana pudding.
Well, maybe that's the problem because I hate banana pudding.
Yeah, maybe so. What
are you doing, PK?
Telling us to wrap it up.
What is PK wearing? It looks like he's like Indiana Jones or
something. It's Paul DeMort. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad, coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.